blessing heavy you are called to bear. Count your many blessings, every doubt will fly, and you will be singing as the days go by. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, sing what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your many blessings, see what God has done.
Number four.
So amend a conflict, whether great or small, do not be discouraged, God is over all. Count your many blessings, angels will attend, help and comfort give you to your journey's end. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done.
Brother Mac, would you lead us?
Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning with humbleness and looking for your mercy. Give us strength, O God. Bless our church. Beautify our pastor and our home. Go down the road to the Guide and keep us all safe. Bless the nations that we support. Bless us all in your Son Jesus' name.
And before Pastor June comes, Sister Ruth is going to do a special for us.
This has been a song that I think I've sung here already like three times in this church, but it's such a great reminder in our lives that God's been good. And we need to remember that through the good times and also through the hard times, that God is still good. And I pray that this song will be a blessing as you reflect back on things that God has done in your life and is doing. So please listen closely.
let's all stand and let's open our Bibles to Isaiah chapter 31. Isaiah chapter 31. Let me open with a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this time once again. Lord, I ask you please hide me behind the cross. May you be lifted up. Bless your word. Magnify your words through the preaching, Lord God. May we learn from it. Lord, don't rely on the flesh, but I rely on you. Rely on the power of the Holy Spirit. Please help us understand, not with just with our ears, but with our hearts and our minds. Be with our pastor once again, Lord God. Heal him. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Isaiah chapter 31. We're going to read one verse. Isaiah chapter 31, verse 1. Woe unto them that go down to Egypt for help. Once again, I want to repeat. Woe unto them that go down to Egypt for help, and stay on horses and trust in chariots, because they are many, and in horsemen, because they are very strong. But they look not unto the Holy One of Israel, neither seek the Lord. May you be seated. Easy seat. You know, the devil doesn't like Bible carrying Christian. He especially doesn't like a Bible-believing Christian. You know the type of Christian that the devil hates? A Christian who lives it. A Christian who lives it. You know, there are several good places for the Bible. The home is a good place for the Bible. The hand is a better place for the Bible. The head is a better place for the Bible. But you know what the best place is for the Bible? Best place for the Bible is our heart. I hope and pray that you have yours today. In all of these places that I mentioned, and I pray that you bring your Bibles to church. And if you're a visitor this morning, I didn't see anyone, but if you're a visitor this morning, I don't know what you're used to, but in this church, we take the Bible and go through verse by verse. And we enjoy it. And because I believe that you get more out of the message if you have your Bible with you. Isaiah 31, verse 1. Woe unto them that go down to Egypt for help, and stay on horses and trust in chariots, because there are many, and in horsemen, because they are very strong, but they look not unto the Holy One of Israel, neither seek the Lord. If you ever watch the news at all, you know that their violent crimes are on the rise. You know that sexual depravities are running rampant. Wars and warmongering dominate the international arena. And young people are unfortunately exposed to immoralities and abominable practices like never before. Broken homes, yes, even Christian homes, are the new norm. It doesn't matter if you have been a Christian all your life. You may have grown up in a Christian home, or maybe you're a brand new believer. You are not immune to this sad reality. Why? I believe it is because the average people in America, especially Christians, have misplaced their trust on things. We have become more dependent on our military. You know, I love the military. But I think we have become more dependent on the military and on our technology. And it has become all about how to further advance ourselves. In other words, me, M-E, has become our top priority instead of seeking after God. The Bible talks about this phenomenon. The Bible says, this know also in the last days, perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good. The Bible also says traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. That is the sad state of our country today, of our homes today. The Bible says in Romans chapter 3, verse 11, Romans chapter 3, verse 11, it says, there is none that understandeth. There is none that seeketh after God. You know, in Chronicles, in 2 Chronicles, he also says in chapter 7, in verse 14, it says, If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. I understand this one pertains to the nation of Israel. In the Old Testament, Israel is a nation that's God's people, but it's so applicable today. The Bible says in Psalms chapter 9, and I told you we're going to go through verses here a lot. In Psalms chapter 9, in verse 10, the Bible says, in fact, let's turn over there. Let me give you a little bit of time. Psalms chapter 9, in verse 10. Psalms 9, verse 10. You know what the Bible says? And they that know thy name, do you know the Lord? We profess to know Christ. And here's what the Bible says. And they that know thy name will put their trust in thee. For thou, Lord, hast not forsaken them that seek thee. In Psalms chapter 53, in verse 2, I want to show you another verse. I titled this message as Seek God. Seek God. Psalms chapter 53, in verse 2. The Bible says, God looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand, that did seek God. You know, the prophet Daniel says in chapter 9, he says, and I set my face unto the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplication with fasting and sackcloth and ashes. Even the prophet Amos says, seek him that maketh the seven stars and Orion, and turneth the shadow of death in the morning, and maketh the day dark with night, and that calleth for the waters for the sea, and poureth them out upon the face of the earth. The Lord is his name. He says, seek him. Daniel says, seek God. He says, if you know God, you seek him. And we wonder why we are in such a mess that we're in today. I believe because no one seeks after God anymore. Amen. You know, the gunman that opened fire at a crowd in Las Vegas killing 58 and injuring about 850 plus people. I don't think he was thinking about God that day. When that mentally deranged, devilish teenager who shot up the students in Florida high school, murdering 17 lives, I bet you he was not thinking God that day. He didn't seek God that morning. The young man the other day, just a couple days ago, who shot his parents in cold blood, I bet you he did not seek after God that day. The Bible says in Psalms 7, the Bible says, the wicked, through the pride of his countenance, will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. You know, when calamities strike, or when horrific events such as these shootings occur, you know, people are quick to blame the government and others and demand sweeping policy changes, and as if passing additional law would correct the problem. Or maybe they're thinking that the lack of action of the government is the root cause of the problems. You know that the Bible says, woe unto them that go down to Egypt for help and stay on horses and trust in chariots. The fact of the matter is that we look not unto the Holy One of Israel, neither seek the Lord. That is really the main root cause of the problems. You know, even in Zephaniah chapter 2, verse 3, he says, seek ye the Lord. Seek ye the Lord, all ye meek of the earth, which have wrought his judgment. Seek righteousness. Seek meekness. It may be ye shall hid in the day of the Lord's anger. You might say, hey, Brother George, we are in church this morning, so, you know, clearly this doesn't apply to us. Why? Did you think of God this morning when you woke up? Did you seek him and consider his will for you today by prayer and supplication? You may very well did that this morning. You know, but Christianity is not a religion. It is a relationship. And seeking God in his will, here's the truth, it is not a Sunday only event. It is a daily affair. You know what we Christians seek first, especially the modern spoiled brat Christians in America? You know what we seek first? Here's the truth of the matter. We seek nothing different than what the unbelievers seek. What are we going to eat today? How much money can I make? Where can we go on vacation this year? Am I going to be promoted soon? How does my Facebook picture profile look? How many likes am I going to get today? We seek everything and all except God. I thank God that you came here to church this morning. But if somehow no one has greeted you or made you feel welcome this morning, and now you're offended, here's the news for you. I want you to know that this church is not about you. And yes, we have some coffee and pastries in the kitchen, and we usually have good fellowship here. But the main event in this church is to worship God and seek his face. You know, when you sing a special number and play the piano, or when kids, you know, sing in the front, it's lovely. It is lovely. But the one we adore and please and give glory to is God. I want you to open your Bibles to Matthew 6 in verse 33. Matthew 6 in verse 33. You know what it says? Seek ye first. See? But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. In Luke chapter 12, verse 29. You know what the Bible says? And seek not ye what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink. Neither be ye of doubtful mind, for all these things do the nations of the world see after. And your Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. But rather seek the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. You know, the Bible is not saying that we ought not to provide for our physical needs. Certainly, if you're a parent, you ought to provide for your family. You ought to prepare for the college expenses of your children, and so on and so forth. If you're an employee, you ought to be the best employee at work, etc., etc. But seek God first. Amen. And in the matter of seeking God, I want to give you 5 points. I want to give you 5 points. One, seek after God with your whole being. Seek after God with your whole being. Turn to Jeremiah chapter 29. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 13. It says, and ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all your heart. 1 Corinthians Chronicles 15, verse 12. It says, now set your heart and your soul to seek the Lord your God. Turn to Psalms 119. Psalms 119 in verse 2. It says, blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with a whole heart. You know, when you seek God, it is not a half-hearted seeking. You seek him with your whole being, with your whole heart. That is what God is looking for. That we give him all our best. No matter what we do. It could be just a matter of singing or playing. Maybe it's ministering. Maybe it's doing work in the nursery. Maybe what have you. You know what God requires from us is that we seek him with all of our hearts. That means we serve him with all of our hearts. Here's the next point I want to give you about this matter of seeking God. It's not only that we seek God, we seek after God with our whole being. You know that we seek God early in the morning. We seek God early in the morning. Psalms chapter 63. Psalm 63. You know what God says? Here's what the Bible says. O God, thou art my God. early will I seek thee. My soul thirsts for thee, my flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. Early will I seek thee. How do you start your day? Do you seek God early? Or you turn to things, no matter what it is, fill in the blanks. Go on with your routine that morning. I want to encourage you, seek God early. Start the day right. Start the day with God in your thoughts and in your hearts. And I can guarantee you, you'll have a good day. Amen? Not just that, not only that we seek after God with our whole being, and that we ought to seek God early in the morning, you know what else? We seek God continuously. Continuously. 1 Chronicles. Open your Bibles. 1 Chronicles 16 in verse 10. First Chronicles 16 in verse 10. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually. Continually. Here's another one from the book of Psalms 105. It says, seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore. Seek his face evermore. Maybe you've been a Christian 40, 50, 60 years. Seek God continually. Sometimes it's tough. Sometimes, you know, when you're feeling aches and pains, and maybe you're going through some family issues or financial issues or anything like that. But no matter what you're going through, seek God continually. Here's another thing. Not only that we ought to seek God continually, we ought to seek him early in the morning. What else do we learn from seeking God? We learn about results of continually seeking God. In Psalm chapter 22 in verse 26. Turn to that. Psalms 22 in verse 26. The Bible says, the meek shall eat and be satisfied. They shall praise the Lord that seek him. Your heart shall live forever. You know, in Psalms 34, it says, the young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. You know what happens when you're seeking the Lord? You become satisfied. I'm not saying that you become really full because you have a lot of things in your life, or because you eat well and you have so much goods in your life. What I'm saying is that, you know, here's what the Bible is saying. No matter what state, you will be content. No matter how much food you have on the table, no matter how small or big, no matter how much money you have in the bank, it doesn't matter. You will be full. You will be satisfied when you continually seek God. And what is the consequence of not seeking God? And here's my fifth point. What is the consequence of not seeking God? Turn to 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles chapter 12 in verse 14. 2 Chronicles 12 and verse 14, you know what it says? And he did evil, because he prepared not his heart to seek the Lord. It is very, very clear from the book of, from the holy book, that the reason for the, so much evil and abominations and all the sins that is going on around us is because people are not preparing their heart to seek the Lord. And sadly, the same is true for the average Christian today. We seek for things that are don't even matter for eternity. We are more concerned about what's gonna satisfy our flesh, what's gonna make us comfortable. And it's all about you, it's all about me, and not about God. And no wonder all this miseries, all these atrocities happening around us. You know, one of the common denominators of these teenagers that commit these atrocities is a broken home. No father, no mother, no spiritual guidance. But the truth is, they don't have God in their lives. They don't have God in their lives. And that's why they commit such evil. I wasn't sure how long this was going to go, but I thought I just wanted to encourage you this morning that something that we need to be reminded of, that it's so easy to be busy with all the things of life. It's so easy to just be buried in work and in so much things, and the needs of the world, the needs of our families, the needs of this. We're getting busy with so many things in life, day to day. But I want to encourage you, brothers and sisters in Christ, that I hope and pray that we do not forget. The main thing is that we seek the Lord. The main thing is our relationship with God. Why don't we stand? Why don't we all stand? I know it's such a short message. I wanted to throw a lot of verses at you, because I know the Lord, the Word of God, will speak to you much, much better than I can. With our heads bowed and eyes closed before God, I want to ask these questions. How is your relationship with our Lord and Savior? Is it as warm as when you first got saved? Do you still get excited when the preacher preaches about his second coming? Are you still eager to tell others of what he has done for you? Now, the answer to these questions hinge upon whether you still seek after him. With piano playing, why don't you come? If your relationship is not as warm as it used to be with the Lord, maybe you're finding yourself as no longer as effective, no longer an effective witness. Maybe Maybe you'll wonder why your prayers are not as effective as they used to be. Maybe you're finding yourself spending more and more time on things that don't matter for eternity. And you easily get irritated, you easily get offended, because you're starting to care more and more of the things of the world, more than the things of Christ. Why don't you come? Won't you come to the altar and seek His face and renew that fellowship with God this morning? Maybe you're not saved today. I want to tell you that Jesus Christ loves you. He loves you that He died on the cross for you. And the Bible is very clear that He is willing to save you and is willing to forgive your sins. Won't you come? It is as simple as just putting your trust the same way you're trusting that chair that you're sitting in, or that pew that you're leaning on. That's what salvation is. You just need to trust Christ. We still have time. Have you been seeking Christ? Is He the first one that you seek when you wake up in the morning? You know, we live in a generation that is just all about us. That's why all these social medias thrive, because even Christians are deeply deeply into these things. Let's close in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank You for this opportunity. Just thank You, Lord, for Your words. We depend on You, Lord God. Lord, help us. If we have been forsaking, we have been forsaking that the most important part of our life is to seek Your face daily, continually, to have that desire to be with You, to know You, to speak with You. Please forgive us when most of our days are spent on things that don't even matter for eternity. Please forgive us if when we care for the world much more than we care for You. Please help us. And Lord, we ask for Your healing once again over Pastor, Lord God. Help him and heal him physically so he can come and preach to us once again. Again, we thank You for this time. May You please bless Your people. Help us to live for You. Help us to love You above all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You are dismissed.